This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I'm saying that Abe Lincoln could dunk James Madison.
Oh, okay. That's what you're telling me.
Tell everybody in America, what's the name of that song?
It's a Hokey Pokey.
You're exactly right.
A Hokey Pokey.
From Flatwoods, Kentucky. Garbanzo Beans. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's issues here on this Friday. We call this Trivia Friday because that's what we're going to be doing today, playing some trivia here, seeing how smart you are. We're going to be dishing and doling out some learning right here.
Laying some learning on the folks.
Laying some learning.
That's
I like
right.
that, Ed. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
Happy New Year to you.
And Happy New Year to you.
Ed and J.J. Jasper. Good morning, JJ.
Happy New Year. Can I share my toast with our listeners? New Year's toast?
Please.
May your troubles last as long as your New Year's resolutions.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Do you make resolutions?
Set goals.
I like
goals better than resolutions.
Yeah, resolutions is too tough on yourself, isn't it?
Right, right.
Goals, you can meet them or not.
No.
Resolutions, you feel like you really got to try, right?
Listen, back in the 90s when everything was all about vision, even into the 2000s, Christian community, everything, got a vision, write down the vision. I would do that every year. I would set out my vision for this year and this and that.
Right.
I was going to get down to X number of pounds. I was going to do this and that.
Yeah.
And next year roll around and I'd look at that list of stuff and I'd go, man, I didn't do any of this.
Right.
So no. I just don't do it.
Don't do that to yourself.
I don't do it.
Listen, people. If you can't keep a resolution from September the 24th, what makes you think you're going to keep a resolution from January the 1st?
There you go. That's right.
So there it is. That's my moment of Tony Robbins Zen for you. Okay?
You can probably go on the road with that.
I can go on the road with that.
Hey, I was actually stressing that these last couple of days for people really to write down a goal.
Yeah.
Because each year, my goal was to read the Bible through in the year, and I use a one-year Bible. The last 5 years, I failed. But if you aim at nothing, you'll hit it every time.
Right.
And at least I read 3/4 of the Bible through, and I wouldn't have done that if I didn't have a goal.
That's the title of my second book right there.
If you aim at nothing. So what are you trying to
aim
you trying
at
to
nothing,
resolution shame me?
Yeah.
If you aim at nothing, you'll hit it every time.
You hit it every time. All right.
Why can't I just read my Bible? Why do I have to have some kind of grand plan?
So you want to say I'm going to read it every day, even if it's just for 5 minutes.
I do read it.
Or in my case, listen.
I read it 4 or 5 times a day.
To the Bible.
And if you believe that?
If you say so, Ed. That's between you and the Lord. Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. Here's how we play. We're going to ask 3 questions each, trivia questions each. From a wide variety of fields, these questions come that we present to you. Then you can call in and ask us a trivia question and answer one of ours. That's what we prefer. You answer one of ours, and then you ask us a trivia question. So that's how we do this. Here's your phone number to get in line to be on Trivia Friday. Now, if you've called and gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, please don't call. Okay? We have a 4-week waiting period between calls to be on the air with us here on Trivia Friday. Here's the phone number. 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. There is one question. If answered correctly, you will hear this sound. Yes, a beloved cowbell will ring, and the whole world will know then at that point you've won yourself a Trivia Friday t-shirt. And Ed, you want to describe that as we hold it up?
We've got just 2 t-shirts, so we'll hold those up. For those of you who are watching
on Facebook
or YouTube, you can just go and type in today's issues, and you will come up, and you'll be able to watch the show today.
Yes.
I'm holding up the t-shirt. Tim is as well.
Uh-huh.
It is the Trivia Friday Learning University t-shirt with our beautiful faces on there in what do you call that?
Caricature,
cartoon versions. Actually, they look better than we do in real life.
I don't really being referred to as a cartoon character, if you don't mind.
You're not a cartoon
action figure.
Action figure.
That's better. And folks, if you're just listening on the radio and you want to take a look at one of these, you can go to afastore.net. afastore.net. We have pictures of these T-shirts. You can buy one if you don't want to take a shot at winning one today.
$15, right?
$15 for one of these fine.
But get yourself a Learning University T-shirt and wear it proudly around your hometown there for $15. That includes shipping and
handling.
Handling. Absolutely. We're going to handle it as well as ship it.
That's right.
So there you go. Go to afastore.net, afastore.net, afastore.net. I think that's everything we need to take care of before we present our questions. Have I got this?
I think that's it.
Okay. Ed?
All right. Here are my three questions. Question number one, where does the Atlantic Ocean get its name? I'm talking about the word Atlantic, not ocean. Where does the Atlantic Ocean get its name?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we call it the Atlantic Ocean? Second question.
It's not an Indian name. No?
Well, I don't want to start answering those kind of questions, but it's not.
Okay.
It's not an Indian.
But you don't want to start answering. So I want to ask.
Yeah, because then you start. Then I go,
I want to ask another one.
Yeah.
Just almost 90% of the world's named after something Indian.
Yeah, at least in this
American Indian.
Yeah. This part of the world is.
Yeah.
All right, second question. This is very easy because the third question is pretty hard. So I kind of balance these out. The famous ad slogan for Kellogg's Frosted Flakes shows Tony the Tiger saying, "They're sweet." Is that true or false?
Mm, you don't know that.
That's why I said it's pretty easy.
Wow.
But now this third question's hard,
okay.
So this is going to balance
up for it.
In music, what are the syllables associated with the notes of the tonal scale made famous in a song from the movie The Sound of Music?
Okay, repeat that again.
What are the syllables associated with the notes of the tonal scale made famous in a song from the movie The Sound of Music? I guess I should give a hint because it is hard. In the movie, The Sound of Music,
I remember that.
The first one was doe, deer, a female deer. What are the rest of those syllables associated with the tonal scale?
I'm glad you put it like that because I was thinking to myself, have you ever been in a situation where, A, you don't understand what the question is? You know, I don't really even know what he's asking.
Right.
And then I have no earthly clue what the answer
is. Oh, you will.
Be.
When I give the answer,
said it like that, that made a little more sense.
For those who've seen The Sound of Music many times, that is coming back to us now.
I'll even sing it.
Right. No, 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 don't, please. No,
deer,
no, 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 no.
A female deer.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
And you know what? We try to give hints and tips to our listeners. If you'll go out in a field and put your arms out and start spinning, the answer will come to you.
That's right.
Just go and go find you a find you a vacant lot and just start spinning around
it'll come
to you.
Sing this song.
Start singing.
And if you meditate, you may not have to go to the restroom.
You should have seen the look of horror on Tim's face when I said, "I'll sing it."
He said,
No.
I was trying to stop you. Have y'all seen that commercial with State Farm? I think it is. And the Aaron Rodgers, quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. And the guy goes, "I think your restroom's on fire, sir, in your house," or whatever.
No, I haven't seen
I
that.
I missed one. That.
Or I think something's smoking in there or whatever. Anyway, you'd have to see it. But the guy goes, "So did you use the restroom?" "No, I did not." "Why?" "Okay." He said, "I meditate and I don't have to go anymore." It's a funny commercial. You just got to see it. But anyway.
Does that work?
That's bathroom humor, and I probably shouldn't even mention it. But go ahead, JJ.
Here's what I've got. First question, Noah had three sons. Name them. Noah had three sons. Name them.
Abraham had
many sons.
Yeah.
And many sons had Father Abraham. Second question, how many tiles does each player pick at the start of a game of Scrabble? Maybe some of our listeners played board games and cards over the Christmas break. Well, how many tiles does each player pick at the start of a game of Scrabble?
Mm-hmm.
Third question, true or false? Abraham Lincoln's middle name was Beauregard. Abraham Lincoln's middle name was Beauregard.
That was a popular name back in back in the 1800s.
Or false?
You know? All right, here are my questions. Pardon me for the cough. Sometimes you just happens, you know?
Oh, I've been hacking all week.
All right, here are my three questions. Number one, which famous composer wrote much of his finest music when he was deaf?
When he was deaf.
I know, it seems impossible. Were you
Well, we were both being
I'm
with you.
Yes.
Oh, this is a serious question. I mean, I researched it, so I'd appreciate some respect.
Okay.
Which composer wrote much of his finest music when he was deaf? That's number one. Number two, a Bible question. In what city did Paul and Silas sing in jail at midnight?
Probably wasn't that song, though. Probably something else. Yeah.
Asking a Bible question, and you're making fun of it. All right, so here's my third question.
Hey, that's a great story, by the way. You've been beaten. You're hanging in there in chains. You're in the prison. And instead of complaining or feeling sorry for yourself, you start singing praise to God, and the ground starts to shake, and all the prison doors break open.
I tell you what, I probably would have praised God, but I definitely would have been complaining. I'm just going to be honest with you.
Just being honest.
I'm just straight up honest with you. I'd have been complaining. Number three.
Wasn't your best life.
No.
The best life now.
No, every day wouldn't be Friday if I'm Paul and Silas right there. Number three, snowflakes are symmetrical. I'm not talking about snowflakes.
Social justice warriors.
Yes, no. I'm talking about real snowflakes. It's wintertime, right? Snowing in a lot of part, in much of the country, or at least half the country. Snowflakes are symmetrical. How many sides do they have? How many sides does not your average snowflake, every snowflake has this many sides?
I think I know the answer to this.
Okay, let's get started, Ann.
All right, let's go. Well, how about we go to Virginia first? And Ann is on the line. Ann, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, how are you?
Doing fine. Thank you, Ann. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both.
All right, which question do you want to take a shot at here?
I'd like to try one of the music questions, and I'm thinking I'm going to take the Sound of Music question.
Okay, let me repeat the
favorite.
This is my hardest question, and Ann's probably going to answer it first. Uh-huh. In music, what are the syllables associated with the notes of the tonal scale made famous in a song from the movie The Sound of Music?
Is it do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti? Do?
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
Wow.
Okay, now, Ann, I'm gonna give you an offer for a free T-shirt.
Okay.
If you can, you don't have to sing it if you don't want to. You can just say it.
You could rap.
The Sound of Music, when Julie Andrews, I gave the beginning of it, Doe, a deer, a female deer. Can you do the rest of it?
Yes, I think so. Doe, a deer, a female deer. Ray, a drop of golden sun. Me, a name I call myself. Fa, a long, long way to run. So, a needle pulling thread. La, a note that follows so. Ti, a drink with jam and bread.
That will bring us back to
Doe.
Oh, absolutely.
Wonderful.
That is good. That is awesome.
Very
man.
Good. My wife and I, on the way to work today, she was taking our dog to the vet, so she dropped me off. And we, for some reason, got on this subject, talking about this, and we went through the whole thing. I said, I'm going to do this on Trivia Friday.
Yeah.
And so, Ann, hang on when we're done with you on the air. Hang on. We'll put you on hold. And Cindy Roberts will get your name and address and size and all that.
So your marriage was inspired this question today.
Absolutely. I don't know. I don't even remember how we got on the subject.
It doesn't matter. You're driving down the road with your wife, and you start talking Sound of Music.
And we're singing.
And you're singing together.
But she did the same thing you did. She said, please don't, Ed, as I started to sing it. Please, please don't.
No. What a great start. Hey,
Ann,
what a great start.
Spinning around in that field of flowers, it paid off this time. Good for you.
Hey, very good, Ann. Are you a music teacher, or how did you come up with that? You just remember it, or what?
That's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah. It's a
great
movie.
Outstanding.
What a classic.
All right, what's your question for us, Ann?
Okay, I have a Bible question.
Okay.
Okay, what was the name of Timothy's mother?
All right, hang on a second.
Seems like
we're going to talk about...
It's not Eunice, but something like that. But we're just talking among each other.
Yeah, I was... Yeah.
Timothy, and say hi to Timothy's mother, Eunice, who, you know, how she inspired and...
That does sound like it. That's an area in the vicinity. You want to just go with Eunice?
Something like that.
Probably something
seems
like
that.
Yeah. Tim. All right. Oh, Tim, you have a...
I got nothing.
How about Eunice, Ann?
That's absolutely correct.
Woo! All right, JJ.
JJ.
Professor Jasper,
yes,
coming
sir.
Through for the... For the panel, for
that's
the team.
That's not a name. Good. That's not an easy name to pull out of the hat either. From
right.
The, all right, Ann, thank you so much. Great job. I'm going to put you on hold. Don't hang
thank
up.
You.
And congratulations on the T-shirt.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
And this is a Nancy Pelosi free zone today. So please don't use NP's name if
yes.
you call into this program.
For the rest of the show.
And bring everybody down. Well, we're off to a good new year, and we don't need NP
right.
being mentioned here.
Hey, since you mentioned that, had a chance to speak at a Republican gathering once. This has been several years back. And I started off by saying, for the ladies, this is just, I said, you ladies look so nice. This is just for the ladies in the room. Saw something, a bumper sticker or a T-shirt that said, coffee, chocolate, and men. Some things are just better when they're rich. Well, all the ladies got a big kick out of that. I said, men, I don't want to leave you out. You know, when you've had a rough day and that old adage, well, it could be worse. I said, this is just for the men. When you've just had a terrible, rotten day, I want you to think about this. Somewhere out there, there's a Mr. Pelosi. And I mean, I didn't think they were going to quit laughing.
Oh, my word.
Oh, that's
oh, my
humor,
word.
Laughter is good medicine. Yeah, and yes. And the crowd, you know, when you know your audience, the crowd really got a kick out of that.
There's a Mr. Pelosi.
All right, back to the phones.
All right. Well, looky here. Never guess who this is. From North Carolina, our brother and just really expert
Bible scholar,
Todd from Seagrove. Welcome back, Todd.
Well, good morning, everybody. How are you doing on this beginning of the new year?
Happy New Year, Todd.
Happy New Year to you.
Well, Todd, welcome back again. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both.
All right, which question do you want to answer?
I'm going to take a shot at Tim's question about the deaf composer.
Yeah, here it is. Here's the question, Todd. Which composer wrote much of his finest music while he was deaf?
That would be Ludwig von Beethoven.
Yes, Beethoven, woo! Absolutely.
Beethoven. Great answer, and what an amazing miracle.
Yeah, and it was a great movie, too, with the, you know, the
what
St.
Was the
Bernard.
Name of the movie?
Beethoven.
Yeah.
About the dog.
Yeah, you might want to go back and look at that again, Ed.
Oh, that wasn't
I think
the same?
You're mixed up a little bit there about your history.
Had that song in it.
You got your
Beethoven
do, you got over. Your do re mi mixed
yeah.
up.
Yeah, that was Hey, Todd, do you know the story behind that any more about that?
No, I just know that I think that gradually Beethoven lost his hearing over a several year period.
Yeah. You know, what's amazing is, I was thinking about this the other day, I've thought about it many times, you know, modern medicine today, or modern doctors, things that can be done
medical
today
technology
for all kinds of different ailments and illnesses and things, we just take for granted that even 100 years ago, certainly 200 years ago, would just, you know, it would be devastating.
Life before penicillin was pretty bleak.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
So, anyway, but yeah, Beethoven wrote, that's it. Beethoven's one of the, if you had to name 10 names in world history, probably, that most people recognize, Beethoven would surely be in the top 20, if not top 10. And he was, a lot of his music was written when he was deaf. So there you go.
Now, Todd and professors, was it Bach or Beethoven who would dunk his head? I'm not making this up. Dunk his head in a bucket of cold ice water before he would start writing. Was that Beethoven, Todd, or was that Bach?
I've never heard that particular thing before.
I think that was Johnny Cash.
somebody Google that, because one of those famous composers, he would dunk his head in a bucket of freezing
just
ice water.
Just to wake up, kind of, and jar himself?
Get those senses hitting on all cylinders.
Huh. People got all things they do to inspire themselves, you know.
Right.
Whether play a ball game, write some music.
Eat some ravioli.
You know, run for president. Whatever. Yeah. You got it. You know what I'm saying? You do things.
So. Yeah.
part superstition, part habit.
Yeah.
Walk. Yeah. You know, step on the line, break your mama's back, that kind of thing.
Step on a crack.
Try not to step on a crack.
Yeah, something.
Hey,
like
Todd,
that.
What's your question for us?
Step on a line.
Well, it's an Old Testament question I've got for
break
you.
Break your mama's spine. I'm sorry, Todd.
What?
Todd, excuse me. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I was having to finish my thought with Eddie.
Tim was wandering off.
Well, step on the crack, break your mama's back. Step on the line, break your mama's spine.
I never heard that second part.
Yeah, well.
But my life has been changed hearing it now.
It was in my dugout. All right, Todd, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, like I said, my question is an Old Testament question. And my question is, from what psalm do we read the passage, "This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it"?
It's a great praise song, I'll tell you that. This is the day. Isn't that a great time?
Yeah.
No more? Do y'all don't want more of that?
No, if I can't do Do Re Mi.
Yeah, you can start singing.
I don't know. I can't remember. I want to say, no, I'm just guessing at this point.
This is you're asking where in the Bible is that verse?
What psalm?
What psalm?
What psalm?
I'm going to say Psalm 118, just a guess. Throwing it out there.
Right, I'll go with
I'm going to say Psalm 61.
All right. Well, actually, JJ, you're correct.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I went with JJ, too. So,
so you get credit?
Psalm
118, JJ, you're killing it today.
Quote that for us, Todd.
It, like I said, it's Psalm 118, verse 24. "This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it."
Amen. What a great verse. I mean, the Bible's full of great verses.
Right.
But, I mean, that's a great one to start every day with.
Amen.
Just by reciting.
Amen. Hey, the Google Meisters, they just Googled. It was Beethoven that would dunk his head in the bucket of ice water. I'm going to start doing that. It's just the fourth day of January. We're not too far into the new year. Can you imagine with all the good ideas I've had up to this point, what kind of genius will come if I just put a bunch of ice in a bucket and do that each
bucket
morning?
Bucket of ice cold water?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Like that polar plunge.
I tell you what, and have Mel take some video of it. I want to see that. I want to see some video. Post it. We'll post.
I was just going to say, JJ, if you do that, you'll be really one cool dude.
Whoa.
Todd,
I like the way you
that's
think.
That's so bad, it's good.
That is awesome. Happy New Year again, buddy. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the AFR.
All right. Okay, y'all have a great day.
Okay. Trivia Friday, let's take our break early right here. So that we don't have to, get into a call.
Yeah.
Take a break early. We'll be back in just a few minutes here, momentarily, I should say. For more of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, got another hour of Learning University left, so stay with us.
Jackson in Texas, John, we've got Seth in Louisiana, Dwight in Illinois, Travis in Mississippi, and John in Texas. So we'll be back with more.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. You can't squeeze more into 3 days, and we will, in Washington, D.C., on our Spiritual Heritage Tour in June and in September. We're going to the Capitol, the Library of Congress, the Supreme Court, the Lincoln Memorial, the Korean and Vietnam Memorials, the Iwo Jima Memorial, the Arlington National Cemetery, the White House, that's outside, Jefferson Memorial, and the National Archives, and we're going to Mount Vernon on that Saturday of our tour. So much to see, so much to do. and it includes lectures and talks from Stephen McDowell, who will be our historian along the way. For more information on these June or September Spiritual Heritage Tours and the separate tour to Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown, for all the information on this, go to spiritualheritagetours.com. That's spiritualheritagetours.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Stearns with news and commentary next. Hi, this is Todd Stearns from Fox News, and one of the things I love about Liberty University is the broad vision they have for their students. Instead of simply preparing them for a career, Liberty helps students grow into mature men and women of character, striving to impact their career fields for Christ. Liberty University is the largest Christian university in the world, offering more than 550 programs of study. Visit liberty.edu to learn more. Again, that's liberty.edu. I received an interesting email from one of our younger listeners in Miami. He's a college student. The other day in French class, he was singled out by the professor. He pointed to the young man and wondered aloud about how he might speak French. In front of all the other students, the professor began speaking in a stereotypical Southern accent. Bonjour, y'all. I don't reckon I know how to say that in French. The professor went on to use all sorts of redneck slang, delivered with a Forrest Gump-style voice. Now, the young man was not so much offended as he was shocked. I mean, imagine if the professor had done something like that to a black student or an Asian student. But because the kid's a white Southerner, well, he's fair game. Instead of huffing and puffing and storming out of the classroom, the young man smiled and replied to the professor's insults in perfect French. Merci beaucoup, y'all. I'm Todd Stearns.
Hello world, hear the song that we're singing. Come on, get happy. A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. We'll make you happy.
We have a dream, we go traveling together. We spread a little loving and we'll keep moving on.
Boy, it is great to hear the incoming class of the Democrats there in the House singing together. That's wonderful.
Come on, get happy. That's the Partridge Family. That's a great little theme. That's snappy. I like it.
Chuck harmonizing. Chuck, yeah. And
we weren't going to say that.
Only initials.
The NP words.
All right, the Partridge Family right there.
Partridge Family. I can see that big colorful bus right now.
Weren't they back to back with the Brady Bunch on Friday nights on ABC?
They were back to back.
They were back to back, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
All right. In the 1970s right there. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano. Say hello, Ed.
Hello, Ed.
And JJ Jasper, the pride of Owensboro, Kentucky.
Great to be here.
All right, so we're going to get back to the phones, but let us, if you want to send us an email, you can do so at comments@afr.net. If you want to watch on Facebook or YouTube live, we're live video streaming the show today at Facebook or YouTube. Just type in Today's Issues, and you can watch from our studio here in Tupelo, Mississippi, broadcasting across America. All right, Ed, repeat your questions, then JJ, then I will, and then back to the phones.
All right. Where does the Atlantic Ocean get its name? I'm talking about the word Atlantic. Second question, the famous ad slogan for Kellogg's Frosted Flakes shows Tony the Tiger saying, "There's sweet."
Mm.
Is that true or false? Yes, it is very easy. Here's another pretty easy question. In Star Trek, the name of its most famous captain is James T. Kirk. What does the T stand for? That's what I've got.
Here's what I've got. Start out with an Old Testament question. Noah had three sons. Name them. Noah had three sons. Name them. Second question, how many tiles does each player pick at the beginning of a game of Scrabble? Some of you maybe played some board games over the Christmas break. When you play Scrabble, how many tiles does each player pick at the start of the game? Third question, true or false? Abraham Lincoln's middle name was Beauregard. Is that true or false?
Here are my questions. Number one, snowflakes are symmetrical. This is a fact. How many sides do they have? You think you know that, Ed?
I do. I think I do.
Okay. Number two, Bible question. In what city did Paul and Silas sing in jail at midnight? And number three, a new question. Which scientific unit gives a measure of loudness? Okay.
You should apply that to me.
Well, I was thinking that, but I wasn't going to say it.
I know. Everyone tells me I'm loud.
You've admitted that. And when my wife tells me your voice carries.
Inside voice, Ed. Inside voice.
which scientific unit gives a measure of loudness?
Good question.
So let's get back to the phones.
All right. We go. Where's my cursor here? Okay, here we go.
Ed,
please. My mouse cursor.
Huh? You're scaring
That's
me.
Pretty funny.
Good night.
I was talking about my mouse cursor. I couldn't get it. I couldn't even get it so I could click on the... That's very good, though.
Here's the deal. I'm right here. You need me to get some children off your lawn? I can tell them some things that make their hair curl.
All right. We go to Louisiana. I think we're going to Louisiana. And Seth is on the line. Seth, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both, Seth?
I'll do both.
Okay, which question do you want to try?
The one about Noah's three sons, which has heretofore gone unanswered.
There you go, nicely done. 36 minutes in, we get a heretofore.
Yeah,
and Seth, good heretofore usage.
I think it's yours. Whose question is that?
That's my question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's my Vidalia, Louisiana buddy that I got to meet in Vidalia, Louisiana. Seth, here's the question: Noah had three sons. Name them.
Ham, Shem, and Japheth.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yep.
That wasn't Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego?
That's a different bunch.
What about Nina Pena and the Santa Maria? Was that not even close?
No,
that was Ham's three sons.
Wasn't my shack, your shack, and away we go. None of those other combinations.
Larry, Moe, Curly, wasn't those either,
right,
Tim?
Right. Ham, Shem, and Japheth. And I'm thinking about how a lot of people are starting to read their Bible through this year. You're going to come across that pretty quickly. I'm thinking that Methuselah was Noah's granddad, either his grandfather or his great-grandfather. But it's fun to kind of tie all those different people together.
Yeah.
Oldest man that ever lived.
That's right.
And you got all those names together. Hey, good job there, Seth. What's your question for us?
First, a little clarification. The last time I called in, Reagan said, "I hope they're all Republicans," to a Secret Service agent.
Oh, to a Secret Service agent. And not the surgeon. Yeah.
Okay.
After he got shot. Yeah, thanks for clearing that up. What's your question for us?
Name two things that they did at the Boston Tea Party after they got done destroying the tea.
And
after they, was that an episode of Cheers?
The Boston Tea Party?
Was that years later?
No, that was.
The setting was years later?
The setting of the Boston Tea Party was years earlier than the show Cheers.
Okay.
So two things they did at the Boston Tea Party.
So they dressed up as Indians.
Mm-hmm.
So is it going to be something to do with trying to blame it on the Indians? I wonder if that's one of the things.
No, I'm just lost. I have no idea where.
After that was the kind of the big moment.
They threw the tea in the harbor.
Right.
Yeah, they were protesting.
But I mean, I wonder if they posted something somewhere or went straight to somewhere to make some kind of declaration or. I don't know. This is going to be a good.
I think they got together. That's when they got together with the.
Played Scrabble. I don't know if that's what he's looking for.
Didn't they burn St. George? I mean, King George in effigy.
Mm.
Didn't they? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a good guess. Go with that.
Let's do that. That's one.
Right, and then JJ's Scrabble. The second one.
And then they played Scrabble.
So they threw the tea into the harbor. They burned King George in effigy, and then they played Scrabble. Seth.
They didn't play Scrabble. I don't think that was fun.
How do you know? Were you there?
I think you got Seth with that one. All right, Seth, give us the straight scoop.
Answer.
They destroyed the tea, and they swept the deck clean.
Swept the deck clean. Okay. All right. That makes
sense. And after that, they took their boots off and dumped what was left. Any tea that was on them, they dumped into the harbor. They didn't want any of it leaving with them.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
It's kind of a metaphor for life, really.
Yeah.
What says just
described. Swept the deck clean.
Mm-hmm.
There's a song.
And
what was that song?
Some of them even vowed not to eat the fish in the harbor for a while because they would be swimming in the tea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they went out to the ball field and they beat the New York Yankees.
Yeah.
And it was a good day.
You know. All right.
That's a lot of resolve right there.
That's right.
Thank you, Seth.
Thanks,
Happy New Year.
Good question from American
Excellent.
From American history there.
Seth apparently likes American history and is up on it.
Good for him.
And,
good
and
job.
Bob.
Have you ever been to? Well, obviously you have.
I
have been to Boston once. Have you been, JJ?
I never have. I've rarely been on the Eastern Seaboard. I would like to go.
As American cities go, Boston would be top three.
That's why I keep telling you, you ought to have a Boston tour.
Yeah. Why not have a Boston tour?
We might
tour?
Do that
Lexington,
sometime.
Concord.
Yeah,
really
Boston,
should.
I went to, they've got the Iron, is it Ironsides?
Old Ironsides.
Oh,
the
man.
USS Constitution.
Go on a city tour, Boston.
Plymouth Rock.
Yes. Well, and yeah, and the outside of Boston, you know, so
Boston
much history.
State House and all that kind of stuff. It would be a day or two, but it would
Well, I've never been to Philadelphia, and I want to go there for those same reasons.
Yeah.
Independence Hall, Liberty Bell. Wow. Yeah. You never been to Philadelphia?
Never been to Philadelphia. Okay. Never
you guys
been
need to.
To
make a trip up there. There's
yeah,
so much to
I know.
See.
Yeah. My wife wants to. She likes cooler temperatures, and so she's talked about that. We just need to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so July or August would be your target dates then
right.
down here. I don't know how much. It's not that much cooler up there.
Boston
during that time
or
year.
The beach, Philadelphia or the beach. Yeah, I don't know.
I hear you. All right, JJ, where do we go next?
Let's go to Texas and talk to John. Happy New Year, John.
And Merry 11th day of Christmas to you, too.
Well, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
11th day.
11th day. 11th day. Oh, so the
12 days
whole,
of
the,
Christmas.
Oh, okay. All right.
Huh? I'm lost. I'm sorry. What?
Well, there's a whole, in the traditional church liturgy, the season.
Calendar?
There is an elongated Christmas season. It
you got
goes
Advent,
into January.
You got the liturgy. Yeah, all,
I mean, all that kind of stuff. So,
well, John, if you want to send us a gift on this 11th day, we're not opposed to that at all. It can even be a Dirty Santa gift. We're okay with that. Hey, ask, answer, or do both, sir.
Well, I'm going to answer you from cut and shoot. I want to answer the question from cut and shoot here about the Atlantic Ocean.
All right, here's the question, John. Where does the Atlantic Ocean get its name? Why do we call it the Atlantic Ocean?
I think it's the Sea of Atlas.
It is the Sea of Atlas.
Wow.
That's a titan of Greek mythology, the one who holds up the heavens. And his image used to be on the front of early collections of maps when they came in a volume, and that's why we call, we have an atlas. We used to have an atlas before we had GPS.
So you got the
that's
sea
what we called
of,
it, an atlas.
Sea of what?
The Sea of Atlas. That's and what you, it was named.
And the Sea of Love.
The Sea of Love, I'm not sure where that's at. But
now how do we make the leap from Atlas to Atlantic?
I guess it's the adjective form of atlas.
So. Sea of Tranquility.
Yes, that's
there's,
on the moon.
Seas, you know. Mm-hmm.
Hey,
sea of pizza sauce.
I got one for y'all.
C-sections. I mean, there's all kind of seas out there. All right, what's your question for us, John?
All righty. part of NASA's astronaut training program involved using a plane making a parabolic maneuvers. And the program's officially called Reduced Gravity Research Program. And the plane, the astronauts affectionately called it the Vomit Comet. But what is the official name of the plane?
I don't know what the official name is, but what he's talking about, they go up to altitude, and then they just dive. And then you float for just a little bit. And then they level off, climb
and go
back
up,
and then they dive and go into a steep dive, and you really do get
sounds like a Disney World ride.
It's weight you're weightless, and you're floating around there in the C-130 or whatever it is. Yeah, but I don't know what the official name.
I have absolutely no idea. I know what a parabola is, and that's why it's the parabolic thing. But you kind of felt that. You ever go over, like when you're driving in a car, and you'd go up over a hill or something, you kind of feel your stomach
come
rise?
Up out of the seat a little bit.
So they would do that with the plane, and they go, they'd drop, and you'd get that weightlessness.
They say you can do that in a Cessna 150.
Well, if anyone would know, you would.
I don't know.
Hey, you
I don't
do
know
that if, with a Pontiac. You're going fast enough.
Yeah, over the hill and through
grandma's
house.
Before.
Over the hill and
through the woods.
Through the woods. Yeah, I'm going to just throw out a guess, a Hercules C-130. I'm just going to throw that out. It's not the right answer, but I just don't want to have no answer.
Okay, John, I'm going to go with JJ because he's hit a couple of long –
close your eyes and swing.
Right. Three-point shots today. So Hercules C-130? All right, that's our guess.
No, they're actually – the official name was called Weightless Wonders.
Weightless Wonders.
Weightless Wonders.
Sounds like a
plane.
Sound like a so kind of tomato.
One type of plane.
Sound like a kind of tomato you want to plant. Yeah.
They open. Yeah.
They call me that when I was in high school.
Weightless Wonders.
6'2" and
they open for Led Zeppelin.
Pounds.
They open for Led Zeppelin.
Weightless Wonders. The weightless one-hit wonders?
They never did make it quite like those guys. But
you,
anyway.
You're getting ready. You're on the ticket for a bout, and you're getting ready to box. And you go, who am I boxing this weekend? You're boxing the weightless wonder. You say, man, I feel good about this.
I feel good about this match. All right, John. Hey, thank you. Have a great weekend, brother.
You too.
I hate to ask this question.
But you're going to do it anyway,
but
right?
This is embarrassing. Do they make Pontiacs anymore?
Pontiac went out of business.
Okay, then I'm not crazy.
No, you're not crazy. And I think Buick is still around, but Pontiac, they quit making Pontiac, which is, man, what a great car.
Well,
it was awesome.
Parents, we had a Pontiac station wagon in 73 and with the panel on the side. You
sure.
know, I've been on several vacations in that thing, and that thing there was something in the middle of the car that made a hump across the
That was transmission.
Right.
Okay, is that what it was?
It went through
the back
floorboard.
That was always my vacation spot for sleeping.
Right yeah. There. Oh, man.
And you wonder why I got back problems today.
No, that was back when you could fold a kid up. Into
And there were a couple of years in those cars where you faced the wrong way. And that just makes me nauseous thinking about it.
Yeah, I don't ever remember that.
Yeah, you were facing the traffic, the people in the back, the way back.
Oh, way back. No, yeah, right. Yeah, the kind of jump seat.
There were four of us kids, and we went to vacation, you know. We'd leave at 5 or 6 in the morning,
right.
You know, headed from Tupelo down to the Fort Walton Beach or somewhere like that, Panama City. That was the big places to go back then. It'd always be, okay, you got there, and Timmy, you got the
– the hump. Well,
you got the hump.
The floorboard.
I was always stuck with the hump down there. And I didn't ever, at that time in my life, I didn't know what that was down there. I just knew it made it very uncomfortable trying to.
And I used to hate being the kid in that back jump seat.
You had brothers and sisters? You had sisters,
two
right?
Two sisters.
Yeah.
And we didn't have a car like that, but on several trips we were with someone, with a group, and you're staring at the people driving the car behind you. Awkward. It's just awkward. You're locking eyes with the person.
Right. How many times can you count car colors?
Yeah, right. Yeah. So I just kind of look away, and then
you
look back.
They're
still
100,
looking at me.
Does anybody really ever, even though we played that game, did you ever get up to, there's 112 black cars now. I'm ahead of you.
Yeah, that got old. That was just a game that the parents had to try to shut the kids up.
To keep you from saying, are we there yet?
Right.
Hey, I want to go back to Pontiac because I'm a car guy. You had GTO, you had the Le Mans, you had just a lot of great Pontiacs.
Yeah. Yeah, Pontiac. I was thinking about that. I was thinking, I haven't heard about any advertising for them in a while, so I don't know. Maybe they quit making them.
See, they quit making the Oldsmobile. Well, now I said I might have been a little premature because I saw Pontiac Vibes just a couple of years ago, and I may be thinking about Oldsmobile. I know they quit making Oldsmobile, And man, Olds were just such a big, bold comfort, just a big cruiser. And they had the Cutlass and so many others.
Isn't that
Pontiac still may be around. They had Saturn and all the different ones, but for sure they quit making Oldsmobile.
It's strange that we all live in the, and I don't really get philosophical here, we live in this little sliver of life, but in terms of history, mm-hmm. and we just think this is the whole world. Because I'm thinking about Sears closing these stores.
Exactly.
I thought Sears, that's just going to be around forever.
Too big to fail, right?
Yeah. I mean, you just remember the Sears catalog and all that kind of stuff.
It's an institution.
Yeah. And then these things disappear. And you know, we don't actually live that long compared to history.
That'd be weird if our great-grandkids say, oh, check this out. They used to have something called General Motors.
Yeah.
That was weird, huh?
Chevy? What was that?
Wonder what a Chevy was. Yeah.
An iPhone? All right.
Let's repeat our questions. By the way, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. And if you want to send us an email, go to comments@afr.net. Comments@afr.net. You're listening to American Family Radio. You can watch the show on Facebook or YouTube if you'd like to. Just type in today's issues. We're going to repeat our questions and get back to the phones. Ed?
All right. I got pretty easy questions today, especially the ones that are left. The famous ad slogan for Kellogg's Frosted Flakes shows Tony the Tiger saying, "There's sweet." Mm. Is that true or false? I can't believe taking a shot at that.
Did you come up with that on your own?
I did.
Yeah, you and Diane were singing the song.
Yes, we were.
Come on, get happy. Right? Is that the song y'all were singing?
I'm going to be singing it the rest of the day. Yeah. That's a good song. All right. In Star Trek, the name of its most famous captain is James T. Kirk.
Uh-huh.
What does the T stand for? And here's a very easy question. In which hand does the Statue of Liberty hold a torch?
You got a 50-50 chance.
That's right. These are easy. Come on, folks. Let's get with it.
Here's what I've got. First question, how many tiles does each player pick at the start of a game of Scrabble?
Mm-hmm.
How many tiles does each, the little tiles with the letters, how many tiles does each player pick at the start of a game of Scrabble? Second question, true or false, Abraham Lincoln's middle name was Beauregard. Abraham Lincoln's middle name was Beauregard. Is that true or false? Third question, until the age of 20, author John Grisham had hoped to make a living playing which sport? You know, The Time to Kill and all the different blockbuster hits of John Grisham? Well, until the age of 20, the author John Grisham had hoped to make a living playing which sport?
He did okay, though.
He did. His second career was okay.
Yeah. I think he made
second
his house.
Choice.
He made his house payments.
Yeah.
All right. Here are my three questions. Number one, in what city did Paul and Silas sing in jail at midnight? That's a Bible question, obviously. In what city did Paul and Silas sing in jail at midnight? Number two, snowflakes are symmetrical. That is a fact. How many sides do they have? Snowflakes. Number three, which scientific unit gives a measure of loudness? We use this to measure loudness. What is it called? All right, back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we go to Illinois, and Dwight is on the line. Dwight, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, professors of wisdom and knowledge.
I like it.
Thank you. Thank you, brother.
Business card. Dwight, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I shall do both.
All right, which?
Where do you live in Illinois? I'm just curious, Dwight.
Well, just near Metropolis.
Okay, wonderful. You get a lot of calls from that area.
Metropolis?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Superman?
Yeah.
Yeah, so go ahead and ask or answer, or both.
I'll do both.
All right, which one you want to answer?
I will answer the Tony the Tiger.
All right, the famous.
Come on, Dwight, dude.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
The famous.
You got to do better than that. I'm going to give you two, okay? Go ahead, Ed. Challenge Dwight.
The famous ad slogan for Kellogg's Frosted Flakes shows Tony the Tiger saying, "They're sweet." Is that true or false, Dwight?
That is 100% false.
False. That's right. What is he saying?
Nicely done. Nicely done.
What is he saying?
Yeah.
He's saying they're great.
That's right.
Yeah.
They're great. They're great. Okay. It was my favorite cereal growing up.
Hey! When you first addressed us, that got me tickled because in Gulfport, Mississippi, where my in-laws live, there's a fella who lives on this road, and he's got a homemade billboard. And on the billboard, he has his name, and under it, big bold letters. It says something like Egyptian ruler of all wisdom and knowledge. And he sits in a lawn chair in his driveway. And when I go to visit, my father-in-law will say, come on, let's run down here and look at this guy's sign again, you know, and see what he's got going on.
Oh, he changes it up?
Well, sometimes he puts a few little extra things on there, but the big bold letters, it's a couple extra things about being the ruler
hilarious.
Yeah, but he sits in his lawn chair, and he'll also detail cars.
Hey, Dwight, Ed's got a bonus question for you here. What colors constitute the American flag?
Red, white, and blue.
There you go, Dwight.
Okay. There you go.
He's
now
on a roll.
Now you're talking. All right.
Who's buried in Grant's tomb? All right.
Yeah.
All right. They're making
probably
fun of
Grant.
Yeah, they're making fun of me, Dwight, not you. So I hope you see what's happening
here. Hey, Grant,
here.
Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. It's a Kentucky Derby question. Okay, what was the name of the horse that won the 1970 Kentucky Derby, and where was he born?
I don't know, but he was great.
Oh, well.
He was.
let's see, you got
he or she.
What year was it?
Secretariat was 73, I think.
You got
1970.
I'm going to say Seabiscuit. But that's just a
that was a great movie,
a
by the way.
It was a guess. It was a good movie.
It was great.
There's I was born and raised in Kentucky, and there's a neighborhood right over from where we lived, and it was Thoroughbred Acres. So all the streets were Secretariat, Seabiscuit, all these different horse names.
Yeah. But I'm guessing it's from Dwight's town there.
Maybe.
Metropolis, Illinois. Because,
right.
But I don't know the name. Dwight, what horse was that?
The name of the horse was Dust Commander.
Dust Commander?
And he was Dust Commander.
Didn't they have a show on A&E?
Oh, I don't know about that.
The one with the little...
That's all right, Dwight. Ed, let's just move on.
Yeah.
Dwight, go ahead.
Dust Commander and what else did you say?
And he was born in Big Bay, Illinois, which is just north of Metropolis, and he died in Paris, Tennessee.
Wow, that's some good trivia right there.
1970, the winner of the Kentucky.
Yeah.
Paris, Tennessee, right up the road from where our studios are right
now. Did he win the Triple Crown?
No, he did not, but about 6 months ago, me and one of my buddies was talking about that horse and that race, and he just pulled out his smartphone and Googled it, and we watched the whole race.
Okay. Wow.
Okay.
Here's the deal. Mm-hmm. All of you out there that have a janitorial service and you're looking for a clever name, you can piggyback on all them duck commanders. Fortunes they made in Louisiana, you need to start calling yourself the Dust Commanders.
Dust Commanders. All right. Thank you, Dwight. All right. We are at the end of our second half hour. We're going to take a break in just a minute for news and information and be back in 5 minutes. We got more questions to go here on Friday on American
Talk. A whole lot of learning. Busy.
All right, so when we get back, we'll go to Jackson in Texas, Sherry in Mississippi, Karen in Missouri, Kevin in North Carolina, and Travis in Mississippi. You'll all be next here on American Family Radio, AFR.net on the internet. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano and J.J. Jasper, and we shall return in just a couple of minutes. Stay with us.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.